Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have the man from Fisherman's Landing, Carl Schmitz, here talking fishing, talking everything from halibut to wahoo to Sierra trout today.
Yeah, we got all bases covered, man. And if you want to join us, get in on the fun. We want to hear from you. There is a single line open right now. It's been full all morning. We have one shot, 213-432-1090 gets you in right now. And Let's Talk Hookup again, 213-432-1090. Also, send us a text. Text rolling through. We got a lot of great text here to read in the second hour and plenty of opportunity for you to get through. Again, texting the show only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can get it on an Apple, on your Apple iPhone, on any Droid platform. It's super easy to get. Just search Let's Talk Hookup, send it to your apps, and away you go with your texting the show. Also, giving away a great prize, if you didn't hear, one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. We're going to have Carl flip the prize coin and determine whether the winner today comes from the caller side or the texter side. So, a lot of fun here, and we definitely want you to join us in the second hour. And hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for the Fish Report, and today your FishDope.com report is sponsored by our friends at Summit. Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now, more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline. It's the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get the low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your boat. They now can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to be fueled at the same time, plus have 12 diesel pumps and 100 pounds of free ice.
Nobody can believe that.
I know.
They give our listeners free ice.
Yeah. All the time.
Like, all the time.
And everybody that takes advantage. I get people that come into the tackle store once a week and saying exactly like you described. Dude, I can't believe it. I really got it. They really do. They give you 100 pounds.
Yeah. Like,
it's so
free
cool.
Ice.
Yeah, they're the best. Go ahead and say hi to Martha and the friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners and always the low prices. It's at the San Diego Sports Arena, Summit Gasoline.
And here's the thing about Summit. I would understand they give away free ice if they're like charging 10, 20, 30 cents a gallon higher. They're not. They're charging 30, 40 cents cheaper than everybody else, like Costco prices.
I say it every day. I don't think
Costco's giving away ice, though.
I feel bad when you come off of the 8 freeway to get under Rosecrans. Summit has an advertisement of what their prices is, and it's like it's right next to another gas station, and I feel so bad. Dude, they're like 50 cents a gallon cheaper than the gas station. It's right next door to them.
And big, lots of pumps.
Oh, they're so rad.
Diesel pumps, gas pumps, everything.
All the food and everything inside their little shop. They're rad. Stuff, it's a cool spot.
Bait.
Yep, there you go.
Got it all. Summit Gasoline right next to the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, well, let's find out what's going on. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Carl. Great show this morning, man. Fun listening to you guys here.
Having fun.
And definitely an interesting week for sure. You know, Hillary kind of stole the headlines early on, and we're still feeling some of the after effects. There are noticeable upwelling in some places and some major runoff. But conditions are bouncing back fast, thank goodness. So along the coast there, Santa Monica Bay finally starting to show a little sign of life. They're at bass fishing up there. On the structure spots is getting pretty good, calico bass and sand bass both. But it's sure funny how those barracuda never made it around the corner. It was a lot of it on the horseshoe early on, and never made it up there. Maybe a little bit later here this year. Same setup off Long Beach and Huntington Beach here. Bass fishing still pretty good. Conditions have been a little tough here in the afternoon. It's quite a bit of breeze, so it makes it a little difficult on the smaller boats there. But stuff's biting, and if you can tough it out there. And again, with the weather, we had very little info from the islands here this week. I saw some interesting video that was shot in Avalon here the other day. Water very off color still from all the runoff. So it'll take a little bit for that to straighten out. And then, just offshore from the island and just in time for all the Marlin tournaments coming up here for late August and September. Those Marlins have been putting on a pretty good show here for the guys past, oh, actually about 2 weeks now. They're stretched out all along the front side up there fairly tight from maybe a little bit above the isthmus down the front to off a long point, down off the slide, and then down the ridgeway sort of 277, both jigfish and baitfish. And, man, I love that stuff. That is so much fun. And it's just nice that that fish is mounting up in a really easy place to fish them. And, you know, better weather, and it's going to be great for all the tournaments coming up. Now, as for those tuna fish, that Tanner Bank, still biting. It's a long run, a little bit choppy conditions for the private boat guys. Fine for the sport boats, of course. But, man, there's a lot of fish on that bank. There's bluefins, big yellows, a few dorado, and near and dear to my heart, all them red snappers down there on the bottom, man. Good red fishing. And I love that cod fishing, guys. And inside the bank, though, towards Clementi, where the guy's going back and forth, there's been some pretty good kelping on some of those kelps. That's some nice great yellowtail, a few dorados mixed in, and quite a bit of that yellowfin tuna hanging around some of those kelps. So, you know, it's been a little bit of a different week, but conditions are straightening out, and we got good weather coming here next week, and there's definitely a lot of fish around, so. I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, fishjump.com, it's such a changing time right now, especially after Hillary and such. You got to have fishjump.com. $20 off a new membership to fishjump.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station, whose price is just going crazy, $5.89 now. It's crazy.
You guys need a Summit, Mark.
Yeah, you need Summit gasoline.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to talk to those guys and put one in.
Summit North.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, Summit North. But phone number at the storage area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, you guys were talking wahoo fishing here a minute ago and talk about all that fancy wahoo gear. And there is no fish more fun to catch than those things. But I think you've got to give an honorable mention to the wahoo standout reel from the old days, a Newell 533 with
the
sound model.
I love watching
the smoke come off of those things when you hook a big one.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
Well, you like seeing the smoke come off of it, or you like seeing the handle come off of it when you hook a big one? I didn't quite catch what you were saying there. My bad.
And yet they're still valuable.
No doubt, right? Nothing casts like a Newell, even today.
For sure.
We'll see you guys.
That's fun, Mark. See you, buddy.
We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, that's cool.
You got it.
Hey, well, let's continue on. And I know someplace very affected by the hurricane, and we've been thinking about you a lot, and that's our good friends over at Cedro Sport Fishing. And, Rosie, I understand life is still good on the island.
You know, that island just, it never ceases to amaze me. First of all, good morning to three of my favorite guys. You know, Hillary came through. She came through with a vengeance, but I have to say, our island did fare very well. You know, our family crew, our Ponca captains, the lodges, everybody was fine. We had one cracked window at Lodge 1. But, you know, they go through the mountain, man. And when that water comes down, that main road going down to the harbor is a rushing river.
I saw the pictures. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
It is unbelievable. And the beachfront road, you know, that's always washed out. So, you know, lots of mud and rocks. But I have to tell you, man, Javier, Monday morning about 9 o'clock, he sends me a picture from higher up on the Cedros of the waters. And he basically said, he goes, Rosie, the waters are still.
Wow.
And the waters were flat calm. And we had gotten together with all the powers that be, and we sent a trip down on Monday.
Wow.
There was no fishing on Monday. Javier and Lalo said, hey, let's let the waters rest a little bit.
Yeah.
And let everything just kind of settle down. The group started fishing on Tuesday, and The yellowtail were biting. The calico bass were biting. The sheephead were biting. The yellowtail weren't very sizable. They were probably about the 15 to 18 pound range. But you know what? They were biting. And then Tuesday, I'm sorry, then Wednesday and Thursday came, and I started getting pictures of our 40-pounders again, and it just blew my mind. Chevo sent a picture last night, white sea bass again, and that island has just recovered so quickly. It's just amazing.
That's awesome.
So, cool, Rosie.
That's awesome. So I mean, now the big question is, do you still have spots available?
You know what, you guys? We do. And what's crazy is that we do. You know, if you're a single and you want to go, we have some of those spots. I've had a few singles actually call this week. And, you know, they signed up. But we've got a trip in October. Jeff's trip is going back in October. We've got four spots on that trip. And, you know, in October, throw in Dorado, throw in Wahoo, throw in Yellowfin Tuna. You get it all. You get the whole variety there. It's a great time to go fishing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so if somebody wants to go, how do we get a hold of you?
All right, you guys, my phone number for me is 619-772-7570. Please give me a call. Love to talk things through with you. If you would rather email, then email me at rosie@sadrosportfishing.com.
Thanks, Rosie.
Awesome, Rosie.
Thanks for the awesome report post-hurricane. I'm glad things are going well down at Sadro Sport Fishing, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got you guys. Thanks so much.
See you, Rosie. All right, let's continue on with our catch report down at C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, this is a busy weekend down at C4th.
It is a busy weekend. It's like it's in August or something.
Yeah, end of August.
Yeah, end of August and biting fish.
Oh, I will tell you, it was bizarre. It's the first time I ever think I've seen this in 26 years, how long I've been here. Every boat was at the dock on a Sunday in August last weekend.
Yeah, right. Isn't that crazy?
It was just weird looking down there going, what is this, you know, January? Like, what's going on here?
It was really weird because, you know, I mean, obviously we all kind of chuckled about it. We got real rain and we got some real wind out of it. But, like, we all kind of chuckled because it obviously wasn't anything that the news made it out to be. So, yeah, you look out the door of the landing and there's every single boat tied up into what were kind of not that bad a condition. Yeah. You know, it was just a very weird feeling for sure.
Yeah. And there were places that were hard hit.
Yeah, of course.
My buddy up on Palomar Mountain, Mark, his rain gauge at 8 inches overflowed. So they
That's a lot
of rain. Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely, I mean, hey, you know, probably safer there to stay at the dock, take a day off, you know, a couple of days off. But right back out there, the ship's going offshore, you know, the bluefin were already wet, so I don't think they minded a little extra rain there. So getting those bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail on those 1 day, day and a half longer trips there. The full day trips, they did a little bit of island fishing that kind of tapered off, so they're back offshore there. And it's actually been pretty good with Dorado fishing for those guys offshore there. Dorado, still occasional bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail in there, but, I mean, kind of hard to complain about limits of Dorado on some of those trips there, so still very good fishing. So kind of, you know, a little lull there before and after the storm, but right back to where we were there before. And like I said, it's August, and fishing is still good. This weather's just going to get warm again, and I'm sure those fish will keep biting. Half day, the calico bass fishing slowed down a little bit. It's bound to happen eventually, but they are still catching them. Calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, a little bit of bottom fish in there. Actually saying, you know, still seeing an occasional yellowtail in the mix there, but not any kind of consistency there. So overall, still good fishing. Like I said, that weather's going to warm up again next week. It's definitely not too late to get back out there on the boat. I mean, we're not even into September here, so we've got another, you know, if the last 10 years of showing things, September, October, still going to be great fishing, and possibly that November fishing also. So don't give up yet. Don't put your gear away. Absolutely call, check the website. Make a reservation, seaforthlanding.com. We got those half days, we got those full days, starting to see some availability on the San Diego as we get in the middle and end of September there, which we haven't seen much of over the last few months there, so definitely take advantage of that. Sea Watch will also be running those overflow full day trips. We got lots of 1 day, day and a half longer options there. We've only got a couple more weekends of the twilight though, so if you want to get on that twilight, definitely get out there as soon as you can here. Again, seaforthlanding.com. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Plenty of fishing left, plenty of nice weather left. Definitely make a reservation and get out there on the water.
Man, great report, Marcos. I dig it. Good fishing to be had. Good rundown. We appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Hey, want to remind you that Catch Report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pro to the market, you can purchase their famous spices, the rubs, that killer pokey kit, everything. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Let's this time talk to Dave. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, David. Welcome to the show.
Well,
it's like we're missing David there. Yeah, no problem.
Text here.
All right.
And that's from Mark in Fallbrook. He says, good morning, fellas. How big a boat do these lakes allow? I think he's talking about adventure and camping and Ryan's report there. And he says, Rick, good call on the Vons and Bishop, which I agree. You know, I don't know what there's, but I've been on Crowley. I've been on 22 footers.
Yeah, you can put boat on Crowley.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe Convict, you can't put as many as big a boat or Lake Mary or whatever. But, you know, a 16 footer is certainly not too big for any of those Sierra Lakes.
I just, I want at some point to go back to having a killer little tin boat, you know, a little 14 to 17 foot, a little aluminum.
Right.
Boat. Like when my boys are old,
like a 10 horse or 12
exactly
horse,
yeah, when my boys are old enough to do that, like I for sure plan on adding that to the arsenal. Just a cool little Klamath, some fun little boat that we can take to Sierras and Bay Bass and that kind of stuff in.
But you might call the individual lakes. I mean,
that's
some of the
move.
Bigger lakes like June Lake probably allow bigger boats than a smaller like Convict or Crowley. But I've seen big pontoon boats on Crowley and
Convict too.
And
yeah,
and
totally.
And Mary and all of those lakes. So. You know, big pontoon boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think you need to call. And then as far as Vons and Bishop, I agree. That's a great call if you're on your way up and going. And sometimes that Vons and Mammoth is like a
little
soup.
And a little pick-through sometimes.
And a little pick-through. And also there's a new store up in Mammoth, too. It's a like one of those discount stores.
Grocery outlet, maybe?
Yeah,
I think that's
outlet.
What it's
grocery outlet.
So we got our firewood last time.
So,
it was cheap.
So there, so there's another store option there.
Yeah.
It used to be Vons was the only game in town. Now there's a grocery outlet up there too, which really helps. But I like the idea of the Vons because it's probably a bigger store.
We got such the routine. We slide in. That's where we get our fuel. You know, when we're needing up there because you're just before the hill, so we fill up there. We get all of our food at that Vons and Bishop because it's big and it's easy, and we let the dog out and all that kind of stuff. Stop at Mahogany Smoke Meats.
Oh yeah.
Get a little jerky. Get a little lunch meat, and then jam up the hill the rest of the way, and then go get our adventure and camping trailer.
Yeah, there you go. Good idea.
That's the routine.
I like
that's
that
the
idea.
Maxa family plan.
I gotta fit this in.
I know, dude.
Me too. Fit this in.
Dallas is getting very pregnant. You know, baby number two gets here. You know, soon he gets here in November, and like
you got plenty of time.
I don't know, man. I want to really bad, but Dallas pregnant, and we've got a 1.5 year old and a 7 hour drive, and I just don't know. I don't know how we're gonna fit it in, but I feel like we have to.
And
my wife's trying to finish nursing school. Like we've got so many things stacked. We got so many things stacked against us, but it's Mammoth, and you gotta go. Like we just.
Sure.
We need to.
And he's Adventures Camp. He's offering 20% off for our listeners.
Telling you, man,
that's too good.
I'm going to tell myself all these reasons why I can't go, and then we'll be there.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the phone.
That sounds good to me. How about we talk to? Let's try David again from La Jolla. David, you still hanging in there with us?
Hey, well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, second time's a charm, huh?
Did you have a question?
Well, my question for. Yeah, for this morning, I wanted to ask, what do you guys think about the new Talica that came out this year? What's the difference between the last generation Talica versus this generation's Talica?
So, everything great. You know, I would say the reel is not hugely different, but it's different. You know, they made some great changes. I compare a lot of it to when Trinidad switched from the gold Trinidads that we love to the Trinidad A, in that there wasn't a huge departure in difference, but all things were a little more comfortable, a little nicer cosmetics, things like that. That's what you're going to notice. So some of the main differences would be a different hand handle. The reel is physically smaller in your hands while still maintaining the same line capacity. So basically, they made a shorter, skinnier side plate that still housed all of the parts. So the reel fits in your hand a little better. If you notice, your previous generation Talikas, the right side of the spool was actually taller than the left side was. The spool wasn't the same size across. Now it is, so it's even across the sides. There's one extra ball bearing in the reel. It's just a slightly smaller. The drag lever is different. The paint job, the color is a little bit different. But for the most part, all of the running parts are very similar. So I don't think that you're going to see a huge difference in drag. It already made a ton of drag pressure. I don't think you're going to see a huge difference in torque. It already made a ton of torque. I think it's mostly just an updated version, fits in your hand better, free spool's fantastic, and just a really good-looking, updated option.
Hey, so are they available?
Yeah, 12s and 16s.
Oh, you actually have them in stock?
We do, yep. Oh, yeah, we've okay. got them. The 12s and 16s are available. That's the only ones that have been...
And they're called the Talica A, right?
I think so. I'm not positive. I'm sure they are. That's kind of the thing, but I should confirm that. I don't know, but I believe so.
What about price point?
Same price. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they did it right. Like, we always say the same thing. The only people who could come up with a better version of a Talica is Shimano. Yeah. You know, and they just refined it. It's the same price. It's just fits in your hand a little nicer. I definitely don't think that there's anything wrong with the ones you had. In my opinion, there's no need to redo. But if I was adding to the collection, for sure I would do that. It's nice. Yeah. Fits in your hand a little nicer. Very
so what happens to the current inventory of Talicas?
Nothing. They're the most
you can
killer.
Pick either or.
Yeah, they're the most killer two speed reel around. I mean, we're definitely not. They're not on. Nothing like that. They're still in super high demand. Yeah. The reels aren't easy. Reels are still not easy to get. Much better than it was before. Sure. But definitely inventory is still something very precious, and you got to hang on to it. So yeah, it's not like a fire sale or anything like that. Who knows? Maybe as time goes on and inventory becomes very flush with the new ones, you might start to see that happen, but I don't think so. I mean, Talica is such a premium, I just don't see that reel ever going on the crazy
sale. And it's
going
to be a while for the bigger ones to come out.
Yeah, I don't know that there's plans on doing it.
16, right?
12s and 16s right now. I have no inside knowledge, but I would guess it's something we won't see till next year. Maybe it'll be something that releases at ICAST again the following year. I have no idea, but that would be my guess just based on how patterns seem to work. But whenever it is, when it comes, we'll be excited for it.
The best reel just got better.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phones. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker, and there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year. Running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance, it's 213-432-1090.
All right.
Let's jump into the text here. Had a fun one. There's a good morning, gentlemen. Great show. Happy birthday to Pete and RIP to the cowboy. What an awesome man that guy was. Super fun to fish with. And I got a, and also for Carl, I love fishing on the Liberty. I went on the boat last year. We limited out on bluefin. We caught a limit of Bonita and Dorado as well. It was an absolutely out of control, one of the best fishing trips I've ever been on. Now I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to go on a full day trip with me this year. My question is, I'm wondering if the Tranks 400 or 500 would be the better reel for her to use. My question is, will it ever backlash? Or is a spinning reel a better option, something like a Saragossa? That's from Jason and OB.
Good question.
Yeah, very really good question. Tranks 400 or 500 would probably be just fine, especially if you're fishing yellowfin and Dorado. That 400 would work just fine with 20-25 pound top shot, or Saragossa.
Will the bait runner feature maybe?
Yeah, will it backlash the Tranks? Yeah, but I mean, the only way you get better is by practice, is going out there and doing it. You know?
And Tranks has a very, very good cast control system on it. I always think the same thing. Like, will it backlash? Yes. You give me any anti-backlash reel, I'll get it to backlash, no problem. But you take a Tranks and put all of the centrifugal brakes on and start somebody out casting. They're not going to see huge casting distance in the very beginning, but they will not backlash.
Yeah.
If you turn every brake on that reel on, she's going to be just fine. And then
start turning them.
Totally, yeah. As she becomes more confident, just back off one at a time.
Yeah, and then you'll get your casting better, and you get that more distance going and everything like that. It's very, if she does get a backlash, it's going to be very manageable. It's not like,
right.
It's not going
to
be huge
to the spool.
Yeah, or anything like that. It's like, okay, a couple overlaps, pull it out, you're fishing, you're not missing a beat.
It's a good point.
That being said, though, guys fishing some spinning reels in this tuna are getting them.
Yeah.
Good cast,
sure.
You know, good fly line, especially with that bait runner feature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're more comfortable with the spinner, I know you guys aren't fans, but for the novice angler, like a Shimano bait runner, they make a couple different models.
Yeah,
they
make the bait runner in several options. They also make that Thunnus, which is like a higher end. It's similar to the CI4 construction that you've seen in some of the reels, where it's got that carbon fiber body and a little nicer drag system.
And makes life effortless.
Yeah, no doubt.
For the novice angler, it might be
especially if they have smaller bait. I mean, if it's smaller bait, the spinning reel might be the way to go for it.
Yeah,
you know, for sure.
And can you land a nice tuna on those? Absolutely.
Yeah. No, 40, 50 pounders, no problem.
Yeah. But it's easier on a Tranks.
It is.
Yes.
You make more torque.
Power,
you know?
And if you want to put the rod in the rail, you cannot.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, totally. I mean, that's the thing. I think if your girlfriend is wanting to fish with you, I think that going the route of having that Tranks will also, like, you know, her technique will, you know, will increase as time goes. And if she becomes more proficient at it, you know, like Pete says, you learn the proper rail techniques, you're going to fight your fish a lot easier.
Yes.
But both scenarios work just fine, and I like that 400 because it's smaller and it's going to fit in your hands better.
All right, let's jump back in the phones.
How about this time we talk to John, who's calling from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It was good to see you yesterday, Ricky. Happy birthday, Pete.
Thank you.
A couple of questions. Hey, Pete, so my wife and I are going to go up next year to the Queen Charlotte on the Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Great.
And so I really hadn't heard. How was your trip? And, you know, is there anything special that we need to bring?
It was a fabulous trip.
And my other question for you, Pete,
please.
When you caught your bluefin on that, when you got out of bed and dropped down there and got bit, what was your go-to knife jig or flatfall?
It was a 320 gram Cecil Falcon.
Ooh, okay.
With a treble hook on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and two single hooks on the top. And guess what? The only hook left was the treble. In the
hey, bottom. Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So, yeah, I was glad I had
nice
that.
Nice move. Move. Yeah, good move. Yeah.
So, and as far as Queen Charlotte Safaris, great place, great time. You don't need to bring anything except your long underwear or your layers. The crazy thing is, first trip's already sold out. Second trip's already sold out.
No.
We've had a third trip next.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's super, super popular.
That's rad.
Because it's deserving. It's a wonderful place.
How cool.
Yeah. I mean, Harold and I are going on the first one. Corey's hosting the second one. I mean, Corey's like the new Pied Piper, man. He's bringing so many people to the party.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's great. So are you going on the first one, John? I guess we lost John.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. I have a great, but yeah, if you want to go to Queen Charlotte next year, it's become so popular
for
the people that want to go back. So check them out, QCSafaris.com. QCSafaris.com. I wrote a story about the trip. It was in our last newsletter. I'll post it on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. I will do that as soon as possible because I forgot to do it, basically. But it was in the newsletter last. If you look back in the archives of our newsletter, it was in our newsletter.
Nice.
And if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, comes out every other week. There's no spam, no sell, no nothing. Just get the information every other week. I got a great one from Daniel from Santa Barbara. He says, hello, gentlemen. What's up with the funk setup like on the Liberty? And is there reverse osmosis water for drinking on there?
Bunks on the Liberty, standard bunks, 7 feet long. There's no double wides or anything like that on the boat, just your standard. They're stacked three high, bottom, middle, top. I want to say yes, there is a freshwater maker on the Liberty. I'm 99% sure, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. And a lot of the boats have gone to the reduced plastic deal where they, you know, they do sell plastic bottles, mm-hmm. but they encourage you to refill them, which is why not, right?
Correct.
You know, save the plastic.
Yep. And the guys with the water makers, reverse osmosis, I mean, the water is just as good as buying the regular water bottles.
Probably better.
Or better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than what you're going to get out of your house in San Diego for sure,
yeah,
or LA,
yeah,
and you would never notice the difference.
And I'm going to guess because Liberty does 2 and 3 day trips, they have a water maker.
Yes,
I don't know for sure, but
I'm 99% sure. Yes,
and then as far as reserving a bunk on the Liberty, how do you do that?
As soon as you make your reservation, if you do it online, just give us a call. Hey, I want bunk 36, bunk number 12, whatever, or middle bunk. We'll get you super easy.
What if you don't know all the bunks? What's Carl's favorite?
Google Liberty bunks or Condor bunks or Pacific Queen bunks.
Oh,
and go
really?
To images and you'll find them all on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. People that don't know that, like, I want a bunk, but I don't know what the layout is. We tell them, hey, just go on your computer right now, Google whatever boat they're on, and hit images, and 99% of the time they're on
that
image.
That's a great
setup.
That's a good tip.
For Tomahawk, right. Condor.
And you see, like, it's like a layout, like a blueprint of where the bunks are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what people do, they come up there with cell phone, they take a picture of it.
Yeah.
They post on Bloody Decks or whatever. Then you go to Google Images. It shows all up.
Shows them
up.
Yeah. And then as far as long range boats, probably all the long range boats have the stateroom layout on their website.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you can kind of see what the staterooms look like.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Good tip. Hey man, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Matt. He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I have two questions. Ricky, what do you think about the Accurate Turn 2 as a star drag reel? And what are your thoughts on, let me change the question, actually. do you guys have open party shop trips at Fisherman's Landing?
When you say open party shop trips, like we're like maybe Fisherman's Landing sponsored like, the trip?
Yes.
Not lately. I know we've done a few of those trips in the past, like on 5 and 6 day trips and stuff like that. We haven't done it lately. And to be honest with you, I don't know why we haven't done it. It's just, I mean, lots of times the boats are... The main reason the last 3 years is the long-range boats have filled up crazy, like a year or a year and a half in advance, and there just hasn't been that opportunity to do the sponsor trip with some of these trips. But it's definitely something we've kicked around the last, to be honest with you, we've talked about it the last 3 or 4 months about maybe doing one or two of them for next season. So
I'd love to get back to it. I think it'd be fun. It's a great idea. Like, you know, we get to go fishing with the guys and maybe pick somebody's brain that does it a lot. And yeah, I mean, I think that those are always fun. And I agree. Like, there's no good excuse. We need to get back to it. In terms of the Turn 2, I think it's a great reel. I think it's a well-built reel, machined aluminum. The Turn 2 is like a departure from a lot of what Accurate does. And I mean this in a very good way, is it's a very simple reel. It's got good drags, it's got stainless steel cut gears, it's aluminum, it's strong, but it's very simple in its design, it's easy to work on, there's very little to go wrong with it. I think they're good. I think it's just an all-around good casting reel. I think that there's a lot of really good single speed star drags in that marketplace for that money, and that you should definitely consider all of the options that are out there. And if the sturdy, stout, Accurate frame style handle fits you right, I think you would definitely be making a good choice. I don't have much in the way of negative to say about it. I think they did a really nice job with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know some of the guys have been fishing it and they really liked it.
Yeah, cool. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into the phone? It says, happy birthday, or the text rather, happy birthday, Pete. I just got to say the team of Rick and Carl are amazing to work with at the landing, and I so appreciate all they do to help with everybody from charters to tackle recommendations, and a big thanks. My question is, how early is too early to book for 2024 on open party 3 day trips? That's from Corey in Escondido.
It's never too early. As soon as they come available, you want to book your spot. I know, like, the Pacific Queen, Plur Supreme, the Shogun, these guys are putting their trips up a year in advance. You know, as soon as what a lot of the boats have started doing this year is, as soon as, say, July is all done or August is all done, they'll give everyone I would say 2 to 3 weeks to rebook that trip for the following year. And if they don't, they open it up to the public. And so you want to check that their websites or Fisherman's Landing website every couple weeks to see when those schedules are posted. Because, I mean, the most popular boats are booking their trips a year in advance. You know, the Queen, for almost every single trip, open party trip between now and July or August of next year is sold out already. So, I mean, you just want to keep checking the website. It's really up to the boat owners and the captains of when they release those schedules. The landing doesn't have a lot of say in it. It's just what their charter schedule allows and their open party. But keep checking those websites. We get people calling all the time. Hey, when was the Condor, which the Tomahawk or whatever, or these charter boats, the Pacific Dawn, the Queen, or the Dawn, the Fortune and the Pegasus. I mean, those guys are booking up for next year already. So call and ask the landing or call the individual boats and see when they plan on releasing that stuff.
Good stuff. All right. Hey, another great text from Matt and Camarillo. Good morning. Do you all have shop trips at Fisherman's Landing? If so, are they open to customers?
I think that was our caller we just had. Oh, yeah, that was the same Matt. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think
it was same idea.
Double dipper.
It was a double dipper. Okay, he phrased it a little.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, all good. But just along those same lines, just to comment again, I think that's super fun. I think having an opportunity to fish with the guys and some giveaways, a great way to go about it. Well, let's jump back into the phones, and this time we'll talk to Mike. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I haven't heard from you guys in a while. I've been dealing with medical stuff. But happy birthday, Pete.
Thank you.
A question, but I wanted to make a comment, guys. When I heard about when Arnie called me about the cowboy, very sad, and I just had to remember myself that he had been missing his wife immensely. And then, you know, now I think back, I said, you know what, he's with his wife right now. So
that's right.
He's happy. You know, he's happy. And he's always going to be with us because we're always going to remember the great time. And I wanted to thank his family for sharing him with us all these years. And I have a question about a lure that I've been seeing on YouTube, and I don't know if it's worth buying or it's just more hype. It's called Squid Track.
Yeah, it's a lure that Nomad put out, and it's a squid type of lure. And I mean, how do you say if something's all hype or not? I'm sure that it works. It's a squid imitation lure, similar to like the, you know, where the lead head is in part of the plastic and it falls, and it's got a good looking paint job. And I'm sure it would do a good job catching you rockfish and bottom fish and things like that. Mm-hmm. In terms of that being a, you know, the top tuna, yellowtail, big time game fishing, I don't know that that'll be what that is. But you know, in any area where you would have fished a scampi or something similar where you're lifting and falling and catching that style of fish on the bottom, I think it would lure just fine. Great looking, good paint job, reasonably priced. Sometimes some of the things that those guys put out can be a little, they're really good at creating hype. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes that's the best
reason. Their social media is excellent.
They're excellent. Yeah, they are excellent. So, yeah I think it's
don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Sometimes, yeah. But I think that one, for what it's worth, is a good one.
All right. Cool. Sam in Irvine says, good morning, Carl. If bluefin tuna are 300 feet down, what are you dropping? Sinker rig?
Oh,
jig. The other thing that was hot on our bite, the Eddie Bomb.
I
gotta buy one. I can say is after seeing that,
you gotta have one in the arsenal.
I have not fished a normal jig in a year and a half for bluefin now. That's all I will fish is the Eddie Bomb.
The Eddie Bomb?
With a treble hook on it. It seems they eat those things. They're easy to wind through the water. You put a treble hook on those things. You hook them, they die. There's no ands, ifs, or about it. I mean,
and they got to cut it out of their belly.
So for you guys, you know, because I know you guys both know, what is an Eddie Bomb for our listeners that aren't familiar? What are we talking about?
It is a 12-ounce or 16-ounce torpedo sinker with a hook on it. There is no glow in the dark. There's no paint on it. It is a 12-ounce to 16-ounce torpedo sinker.
But is it a special torpedo sinker?
Yes. So there's two ways they're rigging it. If I was doing it, you want to get the torpedo sinker that's wired 100% all the way through. They're not the little brass rings that are on the top. Which you will pull out.
If you're fishing a treble hook.
Yeah, if you're fishing a treble hook. The guys that are using the normal treble hooks, the normal sinkers, which is fine. You just want to make sure you put a heavy split ring on there and your hook are attached to your split ring. They're not attached to your sinker at all.
So wire or mono them up.
Correct.
Yeah.
So because if you're using a normal torpedo sinker that you buy 99% of the time, you have your hooks attached to that torpedo, that's going to go away. You hook any 20-pound bluefin or bigger, it's going to go away. So you need to have them either wired all the way through or that your hooks are attached to your split ring or welded ring or whatever, however you want to do it. So, but it's, there is no, nothing fancy about it. It is just, most of the ones we sell are not even chrome. They're just a normal torpedo sinker.
If you don't have a wired through sinker, you need to put a split ring through the eye of the sinker, and then everything needs to attach to that split ring.
To your main line.
So you put a split ring on the sinker first, and then on that split ring you hang your hooks on it, and you put your assist hooks, and then you know you can put a little solid ring on there, and you can tie your line to that ring. And the reason for that is now if that sinker goes away, everything is still attached to that split ring. Yeah. The hooks are attached to the split ring, the fish are attached to the hooks, your line's on the split ring, you're cutting the sinker out of it.
And you're using a heavy-duty split ring.
Right. If you have a through-wired sinker, then if you wanted to, you could tie right to the sinker and you could put your treble hook onto the bottom.
Yeah.
But those little brass
ones... No split ring needed.
Yeah, no. I mean, no split ring. You would need a split ring to attach your treble hook.
And the assist hooks on the top.
Just
put a treble hook or you put assist hooks on the top?
I just fish the straight treble hook.
I like Pete's style. But again, that's the beauty of it.
Put a cyst hook on the top, treble hook on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I like.
Okay, so 12 versus 16 ounce. So 12, I'm guessing, is like a 300-gram jig. 16 would be like a 400-gram jig?
Probably something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about the 12-ounce, guys, I mean, when you got flat, calm weather or whatever, and there's not a lot of drift or whatever, you get away with the 12-ounce.
Yeah.
16-ounce, obviously, if that fish is moving really fast or you do have some current or conditions, you can get down there really fast.
Yeah.
And it just, for the last year and a half for me, it's been my go-to thing. I don't know if I've even caught a bluefin on a normal jig.
So the more you drift, the more wind, the heavier you need.
Yeah.
Okay, I learned that I learned a lot on that independent strip, and because of my one fish that I caught at night, which I may never do again. But one thing I learned is that when I did catch that fish, it was flat calm, 320 gram jig, got down straight up and down. Well, the next night it was considerably rougher, faster drift, dropped the jig down. It was scoped out. Yeah. By the time I got the thing, you're not going to catch a fish when it's scoped out. So you got to go to the guys that were catching were 500 gram jigs. I just went to bed. But I said, no, this is not for me. I'm going to bed. But you got to have the variety, right?
Yeah, and the beauty of it is, like, we've all been doing this for a long enough time that most people probably have a 300 gram jig in their arsenal. Maybe they have a 4. So this is when you buy the 5 and you add it in there. Like if you acquire your tackle a little bit by little bit every time you go, because I have sympathy. Like a good knife jig with good hooks and a good leader, like it's not cheap. You know what I mean? The knife jigs on their own are not too expensive, 20, 30, 40 bucks, whatever. But, you know, you put really good assist hooks on them, you're throwing another 20 bucks there. You put a couple of good split rings, you're throwing another couple of bucks in there. You put a piece of fluorocarbon, you put another 10 or 15, 20 bucks in there. Like it adds up.
But most likely, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not going to get bit scoped out.
Correct.
Yeah,
gotta
you've got to be vertical. Be you have to be up and down.
Yeah. And just for the sake of 12 gram is like 300, 12 ounces like 340 gram.
Okay.
16 ounces, 450.
Mm-hmm. 450,
yeah.
Okay.
And get that thing sinking.
So what about an 18 ounce?
Well, you send it, man. Keep it going. five and change.
If it's blowing 25?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we sell 20-ounce torpedo sinkers. We sell 28-ounce torpedo sinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can Eddie bomb that thing up, man. Send it down.
I will not be doing that.
No, I'm going back to bed.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out if Carl's going to put a treble hook on one of those Swordfish deep drop jigs at 8 pounds or something.
Oh.
We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All right, Carl, do us the honors. It's time to find out the big winner of the full-day trip on board the Liberty, going to a texter today. Congratulations, Jason in OB. You're going fishing on board the Liberty on a full-day trip.
Nice, and thank you to all the
This was awesome.
Boats packed, yeah. And thanks to all the texters. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody. And again, thank you all for the birthday wishes too. I appreciate that.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday. Next year I'll be still around. So
yeah, better be.
Yeah, for sure. And Carl, great job, man. So much information. Of course, people can access you pretty much every day at Fisherman's Landing, right?
Every day, 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com.
And you can book your trips right online. But call Carl, and he'll have the answers for you. That's the cool thing about it. So
I know next week you won't be able to hear from him for 8 days.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be gone. Good luck on your trip.
Will do, thanks.
But you have some very capable guys in the office there that'll cover for you.
Brian, Tony, Biz, all those guys are more than capable.
All those guys, you guys do such a great job. It's an impressive group of people there.
It's a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Attached to the tackle store, the whole thing. It's like it's the one stop.
That's where the real stars.
You can just go in there.
Store.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
That's where the real crews are. Yeah.
That's not what they say.
Yeah, but they're wrong. You know, it's all good.
It's gonna be hard to beat the tackle shop guys.
Yeah. No, they're all good. It, that whole crew there is just a first class crew, and all the boats at Fisherman's Landing, first class.
It's a great place to get to go to work.
Yeah, you guys are lucky.
No doubt.
It's a good spot. We're all lucky, for sure. Hey, thank you very much. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board today. We sure appreciate all his efforts. And, of course, thanks always to the fabulous Adam Clark for what he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. I know a huge majority of our listeners are listening on those podcasts and the app, and Adam's responsible for that. So we sure appreciate all that he does there. Hey, tomorrow's going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
Rick and I will be back with our good buddy Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll.
Ooh.
You talk about a guy that knows how to fix fish, make sushi.
Fish care. Yeah, he's
all about it. Jeff is going to have some fascinating information for you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.